Thank you for calling
DeLaBody USA.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line. To repeat this menu, press the pound key. Please hold while I try to connect you.
DeLaBody USA, this is Lillian speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Liliana?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, this is Shaw from the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Yes, sure.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to go over a few things with you just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information on the business. I have you and Theodoro, 50-50 owner.
Yes.
Okay. And looks like you started the business about a year ago?
Yes, over a year ago.
Okay. And looks like you're working with, looks like you're working with Jeremiah on your file?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, and then according to my notes here, you're looking for about $50,000 in working capital?
Yeah, between $50,000 and $60,000.
$50,000 to $60,000, okay. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to use the capital for?
I mean, to buy inventory. We are a sport workout and accessory and apparel line. DeLaBody is being, going and moving more export and here in the U.S. We are in the major... Mm-hmm. Shows here at the,
nice.
We were like on a month ago, we were in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Olympia show.
Okay.
So what we do is we're expanding, basically buying and getting more products and new products. We're launching new products as well. So
okay. That's
what basically what we need the funds for, to expand our business.
Okay, to launch a new product, basically.
Yes, we are.
Okay, what kind of product is it?
We do accessory and apparel. So right now we are looking into launch a new clothing.
Okay.
And also some other accessory for other sports, because we do different type of sports. We are into all different kind of fitness, and we are in CrossFit, and we are in, all different sports, powerlifting. So,
oh, nice.
So that's what we are doing. DeLaBody is basically the brand that is expanding with other different sports, that needs accessory, which is basically every sport needs an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all kind of different gloves and belts and knee wraps, knee sleeves, elbow sleeves, everything that have to do with sports.
Nice. And do you guys do the designs in-house?
Yes, we do have the designs in-house, all the packaging, all the designs, as you could see in our website. And then we send it to our manufacturing. We get the samples. We approve the samples. And then we move forward for production.
Okay, that's cool. And then it looks like last year you did about $283,000 in gross sales.
Yeah, we do. Actually, it was our first year. So basically, our taxes, that's what I was telling Jeremiah, that our tax, our first year, as far as the taxes, we're not really showing, the numbers, because, it was our first year, but we did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing this year, we're doing pretty well, but we need to expand more in other products that we are, doing. So that's why, this year we're looking to do much better.
That's good. Do you know what you're tracking to do this year?
Well, hopefully we overpass. Right now we are almost 280, something like that.
Okay.
3. So we have to increase at least. We're looking to increase at least no less than 30% in our business.
Oh, okay. So you're year to date, you're already at about 280.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, right now, yes. Right now about that, yes.
Okay, that's good. And you still got about 2 more months in the year, so
yeah, we are trying
to 300.
Yeah, a little over. We're looking to do over 300. We right now some production and for products. So you know, hopefully everything comes in, and then we're gonna be shipping because we got pre-orders as well for products that they are in production right now.
Nice. Okay. And then, what is the time frame on this new line?
When you say the time frame, what do you mean, to pay that time frame or to pay it off?
No, it's just because once we fund you the money, I just want to make sure that you're able to use the money, you know, as soon, you know, right after we fund you, because...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the...
That's the idea, because, I mean, I don't want it to get funded just to see the money there. I mean,
I just want to make sure the capital is working for you, so...
Oh, no,
just want to make sure that...
That's definitely, no, we are basically, you know, moving with the inventory right now and stuff like that. I mean, that's the idea, and that's why we are right now, you know, looking to get funded.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. And then for the 50 to 60,000, obviously, if I could get you the 60,000, that'd be the best. But how much can you start with? What is like the minimum that you can start your project with?
Well, I mean, the minimum basically will be, well, right now we have some projections about, probably like about 40,000.
40,000? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the only reason why I'm asking that is because your gross annual sales, it might not support the 60,000, but what we can do is we can start with, let's just say 40,000, and a few months down the road, we can get you the additional capital.
It's important for us. That's what I told Jeremiah. One of the things that it is very important for us is basically how your company works, you know, because the thing is we import, you know, we do everything science here, but we import, we purchase our products from overseas too. So the thing is that, and we export too. We export a lot of export products. So so that's why I wanted to find out how do your company works. I mean, that like those, that's why we never got all those type of loans that is like daily or sometimes weekly. So I was telling him what possibles or what do you can offer not to, you know, withdraw this way, or I don't know how your company works as far as that.
Sure, I can go over that. Just give me one second. I just have a little bit of more information
okay,
I need to gather
ahead.
From you first.
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like you currently have a loan with Swift Capital.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I don't have the contract on file. Did you send it over to Jeremiah at all?
No, I did not send it over because I told him that I want to hear first. I want to hear a proposal from you guys, because I mean that would be, I don't know what percentage are you offering me, and I just want, that was we did a show and we did it, you know, quick. I mean, we could have got more money, but we didn't want it. We just only needed like $12,000, and that's what we took.
Oh, okay. So you only took $12,000 with Swift.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was that like a renewal? Was it, or was that the first time you worked with them?
No, it's the first time we work with them.
Oh, I see. Okay. How was your experience with them?
Yeah, it was. It's good. I mean, we don't have any issues with them, but we not, you know, percentage wise. I mean, that's what we're looking for, better better rates also, and a different way to work. That's why I received a letter from your company, and that's when we decided just to you know, to see the shot, what you could do. I mean, what can you offer?
Yeah, of course. With the Swift Capital, how long ago did you take the loan?
That was that was like September, on the beginning of September. Yeah. We should
okay,
be
so it's only
finished.
Been about two months or so.
2 months or so, yes.
Okay.
And we should be, because we took the loans in a short frame time.
Yeah. Yeah. And your current balance with them, is it 3,500? Or is it lower than that?
No. It's about $3,500.
About $3,500. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Give me one second. I'm putting some notes in here.
Okay.
And the reason why we're asking about the Swift capital loan is mm-hmm. because we have two different options here. The first option is the best, which is basically we'll pay off the Swift balance that you have. I know mm-hmm. it's very low, but that way you can gain access to other programs with us that are better. So that's why we need to know the information with the Swift capital. Basically, we'll pay them off and give you a capital on top. Another option is we just give you what we call a second position loan. And what that is we just stand behind the Swift capital. But that one is not as, it doesn't seem like it'll be a good fit for you just because it's going to be less capital and it's going to be shorter. So the best option for you from what I see is we should pay off the Swift capital and then get you additional capital on top.
But it's not because I know that this is not non-secure. That means that it's not being with the UCCs or second place or the first place. I know that we don't work and we don't do it. This is unsecure loan. Yeah. So the one with Swift Capital. So as far as second place and stuff like that, that's not. That's something. That's what I saw important. How much your company mm-hmm. were willing to be lending us mm-hmm. as far as a loan.
Yeah.
Because you know that's important for us right now.
Right. It's important to us too. I just want to make sure that you know we get you the term and program and in the program that fits you the most. But it looks like with Swift.
I'm going to look into what I'm going to do is let me look because I haven't really gone through with Swift Capital to see how much it was standing exactly. I know that we are very closed as far as
paying it off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
it sounds like you have about maybe 1 or 2 more months with them. So it was probably like a 4 or 5 month term with them. Does that sound right?
No, we did like 4 months, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really short.
Yeah, no, we don't, because it wasn't really a lot of money. I mean, it wasn't really what we're looking at. We're not looking into, if we get a bigger loan, that's another story.
Yeah. You know? Right, yeah.
But what we wasn't really looking because, the rotation, stuff like that. I mean, if we get, that's what we're looking for to get a bigger funding.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we don't have to go, you know, this and like mm-hmm. small that what we did. And we didn't want to take anything else anyways because.
Yeah, because you didn't need it, right?
No, at that time we didn't need it. But right now what we're looking is to expand and to do. We already have all the signs. We already have everything almost done and a lot of things. So that's why we are right now looking into what we are ready for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just look into what your most recent balance is with Swift because it's very important because it's going to factor into how much we can give you. I want to give you the $60,000, the $50,000, but we need to know the information on the Swift capital.
And the Swift capital. Okay. So let me, the thing is also percentages. I mean, I want to know what it's your best as far as a percentage on loans. You know, I don't want to get matched up with Swift Capital.
No, we don't do that. We don't try to do that with you. It's just we do a lot of these loans where we pay off other loans and then get you additional capital on top. So we don't do anything like we compare it and then like, okay, well, we'll just give you something close to Swift. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much do you around? How much do you work with? I mean, what percentage do you work with?
So I haven't run the numbers on that yet, just because the file is still in the process right now. Because we're still actually missing. I'm still missing May bank statement for you. I only have page one. I'm not sure if you sent the rest to Jeremiah at all, but I only have page one of May.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see. I gotta look on the file that I sent to him. But let me look. If you hold on 1 second.
Sure, sure.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
There were so many pages that I tried to send to him, so.
Yeah, I know it's a lot.
I don't know if it was. I see here he sent me a. He sent me an email regarding the May statement. One page. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Probably that was on my side, probably, because I tried to scam. Okay, no, but what I could do, I probably missed, I don't know, probably when I put there, but if it misses, so let me send it to him right now.
Okay.
I'll forward it to you.
Okay, yeah, no worries, it happens all the time, because there's so many pages, you know?
Yeah, so many pages, yeah, well, 6 months, I mean, I have to collect, and basically I don't get that here, because we don't do any online, it goes directly to our bookkeeper, so.
Ah, I see, okay, and then she sends it.
And I was traveling and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that one, I will take care of that in a few minutes.
Okay, sounds good. So if you can send that and also the SWIFT capital information,
okay.
So that way I can move the file forward. So I get that way we can come back with, solid numbers for you to look at. Once you send it to me, we'll be able to give you some numbers in about a day.
Where are you located?
We're in San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. So let me scan this to him. Send it to him. Let me scan all the, and let's see what you offer. And then depending on that is what we look for. You only need the SWIFT capital. It's one page, right?
Yeah, just the first page of the contract, and then just the most recent balance that you have with them. Because I see here go ahead.
I got to check that one. I'll have to request because I haven't really looked into that one.
I see. Okay.
That. But what I could do is I send you this, and I found out. I'm gonna look into that.
Okay.
So I'll send you. I mean, at least what I'm gonna do. I wanted to do is just to I'm gonna send you the first page, and just as far as the balance, I have to take a look on that. I gotta request that because you know what? I don't know if I kind of think that they could do it online, like I could log in, but I really have not gone that far because I was traveling all last week and I just got back yesterday to my office, and I really haven't really got back, and I have to speak to my my bookkeeper, the person who does that, to find out if she got or something, you know.
Okay.
Like
sure.
That.
Whenever you get it, just send it over to Jeremiah, and then I'll just follow up with you then. And I just have one last question on Theodoro.
Yes.
His credit report. I see that he has $11,000 past due right now with M&T Bank. Is that like a personal, like a credit card or a loan or?
No, that's what just is our home. The home, but that's already been taken care of. Is that showing where in the
credit
report?
Yes.
Well, that's weird because.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys take care of it?
Well, that was taken care of. Actually, that was last week. I think it was last Thursday. So probably that's why it's not there. Sure, but it's already been taken care of.
Oh, I see. Okay. I would suggest, because that's the one thing that's really holding back Theodoro's credit is that $11,000 past due he has right now with the M&T Bank. Maybe you can try to see if you can call the bank and see if they can process it, or maybe if they can check and make sure that they process it. That way you can have a better score.
You know what it was, too, that the house was refinanced, and it's not with the AMT, it's with the company who does the, basically is the agent who I will speak to Teddy because Teodoro.
Okay, sure, because I want to give you guys the best rate possible, and this is the one thing that's really holding it back his credit.
That's something that I don't know how long is it. That's something that is going to be taken care of in the next couple, you know how those reports they usually close things on the monthly basis, so that's something that I don't know if he. But I will see what he he spoke to them last week and that everything was taken care of. So how long is gonna take? So to speak to them directly or something.
Okay, no worries. Just check on it, and then if you could just give let Jeremiah know what's going on, and if it's been taken care of, I'll put in the notes that it's been taken care of. But just make sure to just check on the bank.
Okay, so let me do the first time. The first thing is I'm gonna send you the page that he's requesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is I already have here. I don't know. I probably missed that one, so I'm gonna send it to you guys now.
Okay.
The first page of the contract, right?
Uh-huh. The first page is fine, and then just the balance.
And the balance, yeah, I have to find out about the balance because I don't know the balance. But I'm gonna send you these two things, and then in the meantime, I will see
check on those.
The balance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
What's your name again?
My name is Josh, J-I-A.
Josh. Okay, Josh. So thank you very much for your phone call. So let me send to you these two things, and then I will request the balance that we have, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. You too.
Bye.